礼节美语。
Jerry 要去中国出差，找到同事 Amy 请教。
My book on Chinese culture says that the idea of shame is a big part of how society works.
That's true. Chinese culture places more value on a group and less on the individual.
Pretty much the opposite of the US, huh?
Yeah, in China, your actions at work reflect on your employer, and your daily conduct reflects on your family.
So, if you shame yourself, you're also shaming your employer?
In some cases, yes.
集体的概念在中国文化里很重要。Amy 说
Chinese culture places more value on a group and less on the individual.
相对个人而言，中国文化更重视集体。
The opposite of the U.S.
跟美国正好相反，你工作时的表现会影响到你公司的形象，你的日常举止行为能反映出你的家庭教养。
To reflect on someone.
意思是影响到某人的形象。
Chinese culture doesn't encourage showboating or aggressive self-promotion.
Ha! In America, we promote ourselves all the time. It's the only way to get noticed.
But in Chinese society, you might have a better chance at getting a promotion at work by being a real team player. The best advice I can give to a foreigner who wants to do business in China is this. Be sincere, try not to offend, and tone down the volume.
中国文化不鼓励
showboat,
自我吹嘘，也不鼓励
self-promotion,
自我宣传。在美国，只有自我宣传才能得到上司的注意。然而在中国，最好的途径是
Be a real team player，
做团队的一员。 Amy 说，她给外国人最好的建议是
Be sincere，
真诚，
Try not to offend，
不要冒犯别人，以及
Tone down the volume，
调低音量。
What do you mean when you say turn down the volume？
Well, for one thing,Don't talk so loud. Americans are loud. And although China is a very noisy country, people don't like it when you draw attention to yourself.
Would that include how I dress as well?
Certainly. Try to blend in as much as possible. The locals will appreciate the effort.
Wow, Amy, I'm so glad I talked with you. You've been a great source of information.
Sure. Let me know if you need more specifics.
Amy 建议 Jerry 讲话时不要太大声，因为
People don't like it when you draw attention to yourself.
大家不喜欢那些故意吸引别人注意的人。另外，穿着打扮也不要太醒目。
Try to blend in as much as possible.
意思是融入周围的环境，也就是说 ，Jerry 应该尽量设法跟周围的人打成一片。